Dre, DMW messaged me. Aloma, DMW also messaged me. They both sent me a DM. Yes, I will use this post to explain something important and crucial to you Nigerians, which may not sit well with some big people in the industry. So make sure you watch to the end. Now, grab a popcorn, click the follow button and listen. I want to carry you all outside of the box, but firstly, let's go way back to the 11th of July last month. Dre, DMW sent me a DM on Instagram. Hello, how are you, bro? You all need to have it in mind that as at this time, I never knew who Dre is. I wasn't following him and didn't even know what he looks like. What I could obviously see is that he's associated with Davido and 30BD DMW. Meanwhile, I made a video analysis on Mobad's case involving Wumi on the 9th of July, which trended massively, and another video on the 11th of July, which gained over 2 million views on TikTok, and the first video gathered close to 1 million views. Don't forget that 11th of July is the same day Dre DMW sent me a DM on Instagram. Chen Liver, because Dre saw my video analysis. Now, the thing is, Gossip Mill posted one of those two videos on the 10th of July in the morning, in which Gossip Mill is the first big blog to post me on Instagram. Then alas, Tunde had not also posted me the same video by evening the same day, 10th of July. Well, Instablog also sent me a DM asking for permission to post the video, but I didn't see their DM in time. All these things will make sense to you at the end of this video, so hold your popcorn tight. Gossip Mill then posted me again. He posted my second video the next day, 11th of July, the same day, same 11th that Dre DMW messaged me, and at that same day Gossip Mill stopped posting me till now. Listen, when Gossip Mill posted me on the 10th of July, even acknowledging how unbiased of an analyst I am, I reposted on my story and showed how very appreciative I am, because na privilege. Gossip Mill reposted and said, "Na so VDM still they hail me that year. No wahala, sha. I will still continue to help people. Go follow Atimonizer. Dude is very neutral and intelligent." Bringing VDM into the equation. And that's the first problem. Many of you that are just knowing me now don't know that VDM already discovered my TikTok page and saw one of my videos since January, 7 months ago, when I had just 5,000 followers on TikTok. VDM then broke his own principle and commented on my video that January. As I guess VDM never comments on posts, VDM even said, "Damn, bro is good. Don't let that end up being biased in future. Keep it real. If I mess up, cast me up. Bless up." On the 13th of January. Oh, am I actually a good analyst? Jokes apart, VDM already saw my potential. Me, I'm coming up straight up. Himself told me to cast him if he ever messes up. I was like, oh, nice, nice. I'll be waiting then. Now, back to Gossip Mill posting me. We all know that VDM and Gossip Mill are not in good times. I could then see what happened with Gossip Mill and VDM when it started about to happen between me and Gossip Mill. As some people were commenting, Gossip Mill is about to create another VDM that Gossip Mill will regret it. Hence the caption on Gossip Mill's story. But what Instagram people didn't realize is that I've been building alone from TikTok with over 100,000 followers on TikTok already and millions of views even before Gossip Mill posted me. Go and check my videos. When I started, I never tagged any single blog, including Gossip Mill and Tunde Not, simply because I personally understand how these things work, even before I started making videos and before I started going viral. Some people started comparing me with VDM, and it's understandable. So the unbiased demonizer will definitely not be a pawn between Gossip Mill and VDM's game of chess. Even when Tunde Not posted me, Gossip Mill DM'd me to tell me. I was cool and impressed. Gossip Mill took his own time to come and tell me himself. So I naturally felt like Gossip Mill's boy and cool that we have same foresight. But note that VDM and Tunde Not are like this, so that's another problem, because that would definitely put the innocent me in the middle. But then again, most people didn't know Immunizer doesn't leak here, because naturally I don't believe anything is done for free. Ask yourself why I never tagged any blog on any of my videos when I started. See, Nigerians, both Gossip Mill and Tunde Not got over 1 million views on my video within 24 hours of posting me on their page. See, let me keep this in for other bloggers watching. If you want big engagement and views, post my videos. Let's continue. See, as my video stood out, baby, that is the power of value. I have something tangible to offer any platforms that post me. Will I be appreciative? Yes. But will I beg to be posted? No. Will I blow more if blogs post me? Yes. Will I still blow if blogs don't? Yes, but it won't be as fast. Will I still get engagement? Yes, but it won't be as wider with blogs posting me. Finally, do I care if blogs post me? No, I don't. Gossip Mill went on to send me this. Moving forward, I will give you spotlight from time to time, and me and my admins will also go to your page once in a while and check your content. And then Gossip Mill said, "Stay blessed, more post loading, keep up the good work." 11th of July. Gossip Mill stopped posting me since that same 11th of July till now. The same day, Dre messaged me. "Does Gossip Mill owe me any post?" No, I didn't pay him now. It's just an act of service. I just happily use this part to address you all. We don't tag Gossip Mill on my videos. Tire. Check the comments of my last 6 videos. People don't tag Gossip Mill. Tire. To post me. Now, let's move to the main reason of this video. I hope your popcorn never finish. Huh? The legend, Yinka Yefele, with my mama, they always jam his CDs while growing up, sent me a DM. Different influential people, which I won't mention names, sent me DMs to comment me. Oh, mom, myself shocked, say, "Wow, I don't trend that much." So you can now understand my thinking when Dre DMW sent me a DM on Instagram. I saw it's affiliated to Davido. I get lots of DMs daily, so I didn't see Dre's DM till the next day. See my reply on the 12th of July. "Good morning, big boss. Sorry for the late reply. How can I be of service?" You see, honestly, I didn't know him. I'm an artist, I sing and rap. So I was even thinking maybe na Davido sent Dre. Say, "I won't sign that boy, as the boy they even trend with analysis now." Or maybe now for business, crypto, exchange. Until Dre said, "I saw a post on blog you did. I have few things to discuss with you." So I understand the cause of my video analysis. Okay, but you have few things to discuss with me as well. I didn't know him, and how are you involved in this case? I naturally thought maybe it was linked with Mohbad and wanted to send me some evidences to corroborate any video I make. I asked which platform he would like us to talk better, and Dre asked for my WhatsApp number on the 14th of July. Last month, Dre was currently on tour with Davido abroad as at then, so I could imagine how very busy Dre would be. Abi? Or so I thought. Now, unknown to me, VDM was going to drop a bomb. On the 25th of July, VDM casted the WhatsApp group chat and called out Dre. I shocked when I read everything they talked about in the group. So firstly, ask yourself, if you were me, what would you do at that moment? It's simple. I started this thing unbiased, so I wasn't about to be compromised. Because someone is big or someone popular associated to Davido, which could uplift me, DM'd me. I instantly started my research, and on the 29th of July, I analyzed VDM's videos, then added my research. Then I made 4 posts back to back without being biased or favoring anyone. And I know that was the beginning of another problem. But she immunized our fourth anybody. You all won't believe that on that same 29th of July, exactly a month ago, after posting the part one of my analysis of the group chat, Naso Aluma DMW sent me a DM while I was on VDM's page watching more videos on the case. Aluma said, as you can see, Idris Busari, you are a Muslim. As a good Muslim, you need to make findings and stand on truth. Only the truth. That's what the prophet preached about. Let the person who said he has all the whole evidence drop it and see if anything is wrong or not. But Aluma, I'm actually doing and following what you said, making findings and standing only on the truth. Were you trying to cajole me not to talk when you DM'd me? Like, let the person who said has evidence drop it. Like, you didn't know VDM was going to drop as much evidence as that? Oh, at that time, you guys weren't sure that truly VDM had evidences about the WhatsApp group chat. You all won't believe that by the time I watched VDM's video finish, Aluma unsent all the messages he sent me. Wow, me will say the way my brain take the work and as they send the DMs and they take screenshots, he cleared any traces, but me capture and go down for hand. I then understood better that almost these people were running around, their mind no touch ground. Cause who I be, who humanizer I be, I beg. Well, after Dre asked for my WhatsApp number and he already watched more of my videos, obviously, and especially when I talked about the WhatsApp group, calling everyone involved out, including Dre himself. So after Dre, DMW, and Queen Mother Yabo to plan Grey Darkman's arrest on the 26th and 27th of September, as VDM claimed in the WhatsApp group. Apparently, they planned from this same group to blackmail and drag the lawyer. The lawyer probably working on the Naira Marley case. Now still Dre, DMW take lead on that. And as you all can see, Dre still said, "Now this lover go start that watch." Imagine. See, Dre never messaged me again. He then followed me on Instagram and I followed him back. And we view each other's story every day. Even as I yesterday, he still feed my story. Then, not long, beginning of this August, Queen Mother Iyabo Ojo blocked me. Ah, what did I do? I have never DM'd Iyabo Ojo before and she blocked me. Then, different influencers I don't know personally that are talking about the Mohbad and Naira Marley case started blocking me. Then, Iyabo's fans came to my page to manipulate a voting poll about their Queen Mother. So, it dawned on me that some people are trying to reduce my engagement, twist my videos and report my posts. I just did laugh. Not long again, I discovered that Wumi Asef, Mohbad's wife that we are fighting for justice for, also blocked me on Instagram too. I won't lie, it pained me because Wumi too, we don't even know each other personally. Well, that didn't move me. I personally hardly watch other people's videos because I'm a very busy person. I just make my videos come online, post and leave. But recently I saw a lot of influencers attacking VDM and Gossip Me post them. Gossip Me still drags VDM on his page, but that will not concern me. Then I check some of those people dragging VDM's page, like the Mario Azubia guy. You notice these people only use VDM and Mohbad's case for traffic because that's what the only thing their page is about. But then I beg, after this Mohbad's case is settled, wait till you now come and use your page for, I beg, wait till you now go to use your page too after. The video Gossip Me posted about that Mario guy was very sad, and that was when I wished blogs could post my videos for more people to see, which I know they don't want to cause I understood better with everything that's been going on, the stylish sidelining of Immunizer. I then decided to correct the wrong things Mario said and ask people to tag blogs. People tag blogs tire for my comment section, especially Gossip Me, cause Gossip Me don't post me before. I did Gossip Me don't post to, I mean, just the lack of and testosterone I actually do. Don't forget, Gossip Me doesn't owe me anything. The only thing Gossip Me owe me is the promise he made, which changed ever since the day Dre DMW messaged me, Aluma DMW messaged me, Yabo Ojo blocked me, Wumi blocked me, and other influencers too blocked me. The only thing I want to know is why did Dre message me? What did he wanted to discuss with me? Nigerians, help me ask him. Cause is that how Dre messaged every influencers and bloggers on the Mohbad case? Now question though, was he trying to recruit me and so I can't be biased? Don't forget that VDM claimed Dre gave Baba Mohbad 2 million naira on the day they claimed Mohbad pied. And if you notice, Dre is following every single platforms involved in the case. Like most times, if I enter any page like this, followed by Dre. Isn't Dre supposed to be very busy? How you take care time to be active on the case like that? With all the travelings and I don't care post on story, I wish I have a big voice at Jay. And to my surprise, 2 days ago, VDM broke his principle again. No, VDM posted my video analysis on his Instagram story for 24 hours. VDM still tagged me, join guy, the Rate president. Really? And so Rate flooded my page and comment section, was still tagged Gossip Me tire. I just did laugh. Even Dre still viewed my story, so that VDM posted me. Over 9,000 active Ratels on my story. Wow, Ratels too active. Ajay, I respect you all. Then na so wahala network post me, cut my video and still didn't tag me. Me I comment sharp who say na my video, na my content, make you tag me. See, you bloggers, I understand that you all see my videos but don't want me to get engagement and followers from una even I post my videos. Listen, I know for I've posted over 200 videos since January that I started. Over 20 million views in July alone, over 7 million views in a week, over 250,000 followers on TikTok, 30k followers on Instagram, just by being unbiased. And I've never made ₦1 on all my videos. Yes, I've not even seen ₦5 since I started making video analysis on the Mubad case. Now, the problem is most of you influencers are trying to be or be like VDM or better than VDM, which can never happen. You can only be the best version of yourself. I personally don't want to be VDM. I respect VDM. VDM doesn't even do ads and collaboration. Me, Immunizer, I do ads and collaboration, oh, so bring work so I go feed the chop, oh. But I'm not cheap, oh, I beg. Emo Ambassador deals, no, wow, well, cool ads too. So Gossip Mill, Tunde Notes, Dre, Yabo Ujo, Instablog, VDM, and other influential people and platforms involved. I personally respect you all because you all have made a big impact in one way or the other. Because we can still work together in the nearest future. Nigerians can't deny. But on the Mubad case, anyone that doesn't stand for truth won't be respected. No matter who you think you are, he no pass that. So hopefully you blogs post the truth only and you don't sideline Immunizer. If out of 100 million active social media users in Nigeria, if my videos from my page can only reach 5 million, I'm okay with that. So drop your own opinion in the comment section and share this video. Let other Nigerians come and watch and also comment their opinions too. And don't forget to click the follow button. You may never see my page again, but watch this and don't laugh.
It's your boy Immunizer. Skilly bum bum tum bum. Oh yeah, shake your bum bum. Let me lick your tum tum. From Oyo to China, enter London. My face, that place that they can't trace. I want it for you. I want it for you. Girl is very risky. Hey, man's got to grind. Got a bona in my shirt. I they find us to grind. Hey, we gon' need your garden. You tryna call me your daddy. Lala, lala, me so me la dola. I'm busy tonight, I go call your phone to buy dola. No time, no time, no time, I dey hustle. You want to know my SP, show me low my tune. Hustle number one, if feminine number two. I belong to Jesus, almighty kaka. Walk attention, see me batty to a chapa. Risky, giving you total attention, risky. Give me you total attention, risky. Give me you total attention, risky. Action, it's in my blow.